This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And we want all you guys out there in listener land to help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. For any reason. Oh, go ahead.
No, finish what you're saying.
Well, for any reason at all.
At all.
That was it.
All you listeners, can't you see how your rating affects our show's reality?
Ooh, cute.
Thank you.
What is that?
That's the Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys, you say?
All you people, can't you see
how your love's affecting my reality? Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yep, that's old Backstreet Boys.
20-something years. Your wife was more of an NSYNC fan.
She
now,
was.
Now, were you team NSYNC or you team Backstreet Boys?
NSYNC.
NSYNC?
NSYNC. Okay. I like them both. I mean, I thought they were both talented, but NSYNC, I'd like their tunes better than the Backstreet.
Hey, can I just let you in on a little something?
Sure.
Welcome to the Grapevine!
Doink!
I want to get something at the fridge for 1 second.
Oh.
Because this is a newly found grapevine. I wouldn't even plan on talking about this today.
Oh. 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 Uh-oh.
Look at this pink son of a gun right here. You see this?
It's very bright.
If y'all can't see it, if y'all listening and y'all not watching the video, it's so
bright that I think you can see it even if you are listening.
it's like shining radiant like the sun. It's sour pink lemonade. It's a drink called Ghost.
Okay? Sure.
This is sweeping, I don't know if the nation, but definitely Clearview
it's
Church.
It's sweeping Clearview Church.
It's sweeping Clearview Church because I'm seeing these cans left around everywhere.
It's got our team in a chokehold.
Now, I'm not talking about I'm seeing these cans piled up in the trash. No. I'm seeing them in the AV booth. I'm seeing them in the office. I'm seeing them in the bathrooms.
No.
I'm seeing them in the kitchen, in the sink, in the grass. All
in the grass.
Over
the,
well, some of those
not
I made
grass.
Up, but you understand what I'm saying. Oh. People are leaving their drink cans around. Now, here's why this is a gripe. I'm not just going to gripe that people are leaving their drink cans around because young boys, I'm not even going to say men, but young boys have been doing that since the dawn of time.
Little children.
Since they put
little
cans
children
in drinks.
Boys. Can I
or
see
drinks
it for
in
a second?
Cans. Yeah, please.
Let me take a look at it for a second.
Used to be.
Only intended for persons 18 years or older.
that ain't happening. Those things are wild among teenagers. Guarantee you one of your kids has drank a Ghost before.
My kids?
Probably.
My kids don't drink energy drinks.
You don't think so? Mm-hmm. You don't think one of their friends might have given some?
No, I don't think so.
Are your kids good at peer pressure? Like if someone's like, hey, man, you ought to try this Ghost Energy Zero Sugar. Hey, man, miss me with that stuff. My dad won't let me drink that.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, they probably will. I imagine they would. I have no idea. Okay. I have no clue.
So
natural caffeine.
Yeah.
Carnipure carnitine?
What?
What is that?
I don't know.
Summon Beetlejuice? What's happening? Carnipure carnitine?
Where do you see that?
Right here. What is that?
Carnipure carnitine. I don't know what that is, but it's trademarked. Hold on one second. Yeah, it's trademarked. I don't know what that is.
Carnipure carnitine.
Anyway, I'm not griping about this stuff because this stuff's
goose,
already
green moose guava juice. Yeah,
very nice. This stuff is already pretty nasty. I'm griping because used to be when someone left their drink cans around, you could tell exactly who it was.
There were signature drinks.
Have we prepped for this? We have not prepped for this at all.
We have not prepped for this.
If you saw a Sprite can laying around.
Adam.
If you saw a Diet Coke can laying around.
David.
100%. Now, if you saw a coffee cup laying around.
That's going to be you.
That's probably me.
That's going to be you.
Root beer cans.
Cans?
Nicholas. Yeah, a can of root beer. Yeah, Nicholas, yeah.
If it was a bottle of root beer, I would say you.
Everybody, but true.
But canned root beer is going to be Nicholas.
Turns out now everybody's drinking this stuff. And so
that is true.
Here's the crazy thing.
Uh-huh.
I'll find them laying around. I'll be like, David, is this yours? Well, it's not mine.
It's not mine.
Adam, is this yours?
It's not mine.
Nicholas, is this yours?
It's not mine.
So who's lying?
It's not mine.
It's not mine. I don't know. And so there's deniability. Now, that's my gripe. I don't like this ghost coming into the...
Adopt a flavor. Can we say that? Like, if you're going to all drink the same drink, pick a flavor.
Yeah, make a flavor yours.
Pick a signature flavor.
I would say that's a great one. That's a great one. I kind of want to try this, but it's really sour.
It's really sour. I kind of want to try. I like sour.
You can try it if you want.
You don't like sour stuff?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all. Not even a
like
little bit.
Like Warheads or Sour Patch Kids? Nope. Nothing?
My wife loves it.
Oh, man. I love sour candy.
Miss me with that sour stuff, my friend.
Miss me with that sour stuff.
Let's get Dr. Shine here.
Write in and let us know. Are you a ghost energy drinker? And if so, what's your preferred flavor? A sour pink lemonade? There's a green one in there.
Yeah, there's a green one. We got a little fridge here in the studio. There's a green one. I think there's a blue
sour
one. There's a
pink
white
lemonade.
One. Yeah.
Now I kind of want to try this.
Go for it. I mean, I'm not going to stop you. I mean, it's a big can.
Sour pink. No, I don't want the whole thing.
And plus, it's late at night. It's 9:30 p.m. right now.
Sour
you're going to be up late.
Maybe I'll try it another time.
Hey, look, before we go.
I say that as I'm drinking coffee over here.
Really? Is it decaf?
Is it decaf?
Today's secret word, usurp. Usurp means to take for yourself, like to overthrow a king or something. That's usurp. Hold on. I can actually read you.
Usurp. Some people say usurp.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't like those people.
Some people say temperature. Some people say humble.
Oh.
Okay, I can't find usurp, but everyone, usurp basically means to, like, if you, oh, here it is, right here. Here it is. Usurp, to usurp something such as power is to take and keep it by force without the right to do so.
There it is.
That's we're going to try to sneak that by Dr. Shaw today for our secret word.
Usurp. If you're a ghost drinker, write in and let us know about your favorite flavor of ghost energy drink. Maybe we'll try it on the show later.
Yeah, we'll try it.
252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole.
And I'm David.
And we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shaw's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we're here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, I got a question for you. As we have been moving into our new space, our new sanctuary, things around the church have been, you know, a little out of place. We are moving things from here to there. Have you seen any of these colorful cans sitting around? Have you seen these new ghost cans.
Ghosts?
Yeah, ghosts.
For the Holy Ghost.
What is, golly, right?
Just kidding.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that
is. Is it
was.
An energy drink?
Yeah, it's like an energy drink. It's got zero sugar. It's sour lemonade. It tastes terrible. I'll just go ahead and tell
are
you.
Are you
right
serious?
Now.
Is it bad? What do you think, Dave?
Dave loves them.
You like them? Why do you like them, David, so much? I mean, is it because it is colorful?
I like it a lot because it's 300 milligrams of caffeine per can.
But no sugar.
No sugar.
Okay.
No sugar. It's like 5 calories maybe.
That's
but
not bad.
Yeah, the reason that I like it is because most time energy drinks do like fruity flavors. They do like weird flavors. Ghost does sour flavors.
Yeah, which really? Is why I don't like
really?
It.
Really?
So they have pink lemonade, which is that one. They have sour Warhead candy.
Okay.
They have apple, green apple and watermelon.
Well, I love green apple.
They do cherry limeade flavor.
Okay.
So they just have like more sour flavors, which is what I prefer.
Here, I want to introduce the problem that the ghost is bringing in. It's making it harder to identify who is leaving their trash.
Mm. Oh.
So here's what I mean. If you see root beer cans laying around, you know pretty much instantly, oh, that's Nicholas. If you see Diet Coke's cans laying around, you know pretty instantly, oh, that's David. If you see Sprite cans, it's like, oh, that's Adam. Now we're introducing ghosts, which all the tiny tots love. And so we're
tiny tots are who?
The tiny tots are Adam, Nicholas,
oh,
David.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was going to say that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm going to show you a picture that's going to make you unhappy.
Now, to be fair, there is only one ghost can in that picture.
So I don't know who to get onto.
Well, here's
there's
Sprite.
Only one.
Here's
Sprite.
Dr. Pepper. Here's an open
that's
coffee
a root beer.
Bar.
That's a root beer.
Sorry.
So,
and that's coffee.
So I can go ahead and tell you the Sprite is Adam. 100%.
Sprite is Adam.
Sprite is
this
Adam.
Is Nicholas.
That's Nicholas.
That's David.
Yep.
This is
the
John.
The water bottles are really up for. Yeah, the coffee was mine. That and I'll own up to that. Nicholas would be Nicholas and David and pretty much everyone else is like, that's not mine. That's not mine. I know I sit here every week. This is my station, but that's none of that's mine.
I'll let us continue with this discourse, but I would also like to point out none of those drinks are mine.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Or mine.
The big cup is David's. Now my wife saw this photo and instantly got on to Nicholas and David and Adam and me for the coffee cup. I want to say to our viewers who are watching this, this is not indicative of how we have things at Clearview. This is not a good AV booth culture.
No.
And people were scolded dreadfully, myself included. But the problem with the ghost is we can no longer identify who the perpetrators are by their
Why?
Drink choices. Because
Why?
Because
Multiple
everybody
like them.
Everybody
oh,
seems
it's not
to like
anyone's signature drink.
So who likes it? Nick, you like it?
Nick likes them. David likes them. I believe Adam also likes them.
Do you like them?
No, I don't like them.
How about you, Ryan?
They're too sour.
So it's between
like
these three.
Sour. It's between the tiny tots. Katie doesn't drink them. Katie's also a tiny tot, but she doesn't drink them. She
drinks,
gross.
She drinks
she
Monster.
Really? Someone, Nicholas just said she drinks Monster. I don't see any, but to be fair, I didn't know that because I don't see any Monster cans laying
around. Right. She's usually pretty tight with her
but
trash.
But we talked about it in the intro, everybody pretty much holds to their drink. So if I see a Diet Coke, I know David didn't throw his trash away. Same with Adam and the Sprite, Nicholas with the root beer, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, all that to say, there's some ghosts here if you want to start drinking. There's no sugar.
Hey, before you move
They're
on,
very
Nicholas,
strong.
Nicholas
really?
Did want
very
me
strong.
To... Nicholas did want me to say on mic that you drink root beer.
Mm-hmm. And I threw my cans away.
In John's defense, it's rarely from a can.
Yeah, that's true.
I've rarely seen you drink root beer from a can. It's
usually
which means how
beer.
Do you drink it?
I'll get it from a bottle.
Usually bottled root beer.
I'll get a bottle
we
root
have
beer.
Cans in the... In, that's the
yeah,
only way he can drink it.
Here.
Correct.
Yeah,
you
I
do.
I don't drink it here.
He doesn't usually
You're
drink
lying.
It. On air. It's a radio lie.
First today comes from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 5. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness.
Mm. I think even when we see what's going on in the nation today, that's the hope that we have, is that we know that eventually God is going to win. The wicked will fall. I guess it's just up to us in the meantime. How do we deal in the waiting?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, this is election day.
I was going to say, it's especially
today,
timely for
today. Today is the day.
Today. And I know some people may think I'm exaggerating or maybe, you know, trying to chime in on this subject. No, I really believe this election is a battle between good and evil.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
And I would like to say something as well, because I think there's a lot of younger listeners who thought like I did when I was younger, who was like, man, who cares?
Yeah, you it know, doesn't matter.
Who doesn't in the matter. World cares?
Yeah.
They're all crooked and they're all going to put themselves in power. Don't play into their game. And you're not enlightened because you think that way. Because
right.
I used to think that. And the older I've gotten, and I think this is true of everything that you've been saying,
right?
It really is a battle between good and evil.
Absolutely.
And it's an important one. It's
yes.
very important.
Yeah. Yes. And I think it's when you have kids of your own, mm-hmm. when you grow beyond those young adult stage, emerging mm-hmm. adult stage, which is like into your 30s. Mm-hmm. That's when you, I think there's a shift that happens. And it happened for me. Mm-hmm. I know it happened for me, even though I lived in a different era. I am a Gen X. Mm-hmm. But it happened for me in the early 2000s. I remember that right after 9/11. It's like I began to look at the world a little differently. Mm-hmm. And of course, I had little kids at this time. I had Rebecca and Abigail. Or we had Rebecca and Abigail. And Rebecca was 5. Abigail was, she was like 2 years age of age. And I could tell I was seeing the world differently. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I had children. Maybe it's because there was a shift happen upstairs. But I was like, wow, how we vote matters.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
How we think about these political issues does matter. Should I not stand on life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I realized, yes, that matters, because if I am pro-life, I'm teaching my children to be pro-life, but I'm teaching them to be much more than just be pro-life. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching them that sex is to be experienced and enjoyed in the confines of marriage. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm teaching my children that that life growing inside of them has been fearfully, wonderfully made. So don't abuse your body.
Mm, right. That's true.
Don't do things that will be detrimental to that child's health.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's also connected to the culture in which we live, or the community in which we live. That if I want to have a good community, then I need to promote those things that will make for value for children. Mm-hmm. So all this is connected. It's not just like, oh, who cares about this?
Yeah. Right. Well, I think there's something beautiful in that growing up and adopting a little bit of responsibility for your part in the world. Because mm-hmm. I remember, you know, growing up, I was super into like punk music. I was super into like Blink-182, Green Day, like NOFX, like all these down with the establishment, or mm-hmm. or not even down with it, but just like
the establishment is bad. Who cares? Bad. It's irredeemable.
Republicans are bad. Democrats are bad. People in charge are bad. All authority is bad. And you're never going to beat them. It wasn't like a down with them. It was more like you're never going to beat them. Let them play their game. Live your life. Skate. Have fun. Hang out with your friends. That's what life is. Mm-hmm. And that was very appealing to a teenager like me.
Yeah.
And I think there was something really beautiful, like you said, Dr. Shah, in that growing up, adopting a little bit of responsibility, especially when I had kids, seeing it. And now with my priorities have shifted and still are shifting, still growing up and still maturing. But seeing like all the things that are happening in the world and seeing, imagine my kids sitting under it, sitting under that teaching and being like, you know what? Yeah. I can't stand that.
I think for me, it was, you know, growing up, it was very much a defeatist view of politics. Like, everybody's crooked. Your vote doesn't really matter. The election's rigged anyway. So what's the point? Mm-hmm, they're going to do what they're going to do. And you're just going to try to eke out a life for yourself. But it wasn't
until— That's a great point. Eke out a life for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how a lot of Americans think.
Yeah. I think so too.
But that was very much the verbiage growing up in my home and in the friends that surrounded me. But it wasn't until growing up and having kids of my own and listening to you, Dr. Shah, and being here where we get to talk about things like this and we get to expand our minds that I understand not only is this a privilege to be able to do, but this is my responsibility as a man, absolutely. As a husband, as a father, as a citizen, to go and vote the values that are important to me and that I think are the important values for our country.
Yeah,
that's right.
We just had a conference here at Clearview Church not long ago where a lot of speakers came in. And one of the big things that they said was, you know, you would be amazed at the amount of people sitting in church pews who not only don't vote, but aren't even registered.
They're not even
to vote.
Registered to
that's
vote.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
That was astonishing to me. And, it's not even that they just choose not to. They could not if they wanted to go
and
to the
that
polls.
Would have been crazy to me. Even when I was younger, that would have been crazy to me because I thought people in the church are the ones who want that control, who want to get out there and not that control in a bad way. But I'm saying I would have thought that they were the ones who were like pushing and pushing and pushing to have things the way they ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
But they're the ones giving up.
They like to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, evangelical that's really Christians all love to talk.
Yep.
They love it when I preach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love our radio show. They just don't go register.
Yeah. Amen. And then that's it.
And
that's
then they don't vote.
Yeah. So what is it? Is it a fundamental disagreement? Is it just laziness?
Laziness.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Christians lazy.
Yeah. They'd rather go eat Bojangles and just chill.
Yep.
And watch their shows.
And gripe. And complain.
And go to the beach. Mm-hmm. Or go to the mountains or something. but not vote because they think, it'll be all right.
Yeah, someone's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you say, oh, come on, that's not true. Our county has about, 25,000 people, maybe less, somewhere there. By last Monday, okay, this is about a week before Election Day, only 10,000.
Yeah. It's
Where are the rest of the 14?
It's confirmation bias because there's probably people listening who are like, well, not me. I'm registered. So it's all good. But you don't and I didn't realize. I was floored. I think Mike Huckabee was on the show.
Who said it?
I think it was him who said it. And you know what's crazy? I was floored when he said it, but I was even more floored when I looked it up later. It was true.
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm giving you the stats as of last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. This was a week before Election Day that. In our county of about 25,000, I think it is right now. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly the number. Only 10,000.
I can look.
Actually voted by that time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which means unless all of them go and vote voted over the past week.
42,000.
In Vance County?
In Vance County.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Less. That's
almost 42.5.
That's 25. How many people
there
voted?
You go. Yeah. That sounds right.
And
is it 2024's numbers?
2020.
That's 2023.
2023.
Yeah.
So it could be more than that now.
Yeah. I thought it was less than that.
Yeah.
But even then, 10,000.
Yeah, that's 25%
even
of people.
Even worse.
Golly. That's 25% terrible.
Of people actually went and voted.
Yeah. Unless they all did as a size of vote that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then Monday, and then Election Day, the whole world's going to show up from our county.
No, it's not happening.
That's only 25%.
It's crazy, but way more people are not voting than voting.
Right. So far. So maybe everything will change and they'll show up by the droves today.
I hope so. But
I appreciate the emphasis that you put on Dr. Shaw, not just here at Clearview Today, but at our church, where you encourage people, hey, we're not going to endorse a particular candidate. We're not going to tell you which party to vote for from the platform or from the pulpit, but go out and vote biblical values.
That's
we're going
right.
to give you resources to do that. Here's a voter guide. Here's opportunities. If you haven't registered to vote, we can take care of that for you today because we want you to go out and vote. It's important. And especially for us as believers, if we look at our country and we're like, man, I really hate the way that things are. I really hate the state of values in our country.
Yeah.
How do we expect that to change if we don't go out and vote?
There's people who are trying to usurp power in the United States.
Yes.
And I think there's this idea. And Dr. Shaw, you and I said this earlier today, and we were talking about something completely different, but I think it still applies, is that Christians aren't voting because they've forgotten how to fight. Mm. They've forgotten how to, and I don't mean fight like just go out there and cause, like physically be violent, but they've forgotten how to stand up and fight for what they know is right. Mm.
If I can add something to that, I would say they've become very ignorant of their history.
Yeah. Mm.
And many of them do not know history anymore. And so they are going by this weird narrative that, it's all works out. Our nation has been through these stages and it all kind of balances out. What they don't realize is we have shifted far, far away from.
True. And I hate to cut you off.
What was it?
It was usurp.
Y'all are making the words too easy.
It's the app. We gotta find a balance because those first few were really hard.
I didn't even catch it. Good job. It was I didn't even clock that one.
You know, I should have hit it quickly. I saw him smile on his face. I'm like, I couldn't. I was like, I didn't know the word.
I don't like doing it. I want it to be a Ryan thing because I smile. And I can't control the smile. I, as soon as I say it, I start smiling.
We got to make those words more difficult because usurp is a word that I would use.
It's in the app, though. It was the word of the day. There's some more. It was going to be syncretism.
I would have called that.
Syncretism.
Syncretism?
Yeah, syncretism. Yeah. I was like, it's not going to be usurp. Well, there's always
some
tomorrow.
Crazy words like somnambulate.
What was that?
Somnambulate.
Is that even a word?
It means to sleepwalk.
Disgusting.
Oh.
Absolutely disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting.
Dr. Shaw, one of the things that you talk about in your book, 30 Days of Praying for America, is some of the right reasons to vote for a candidate.
Right.
And we had a great discussion yesterday on some of the wrong reasons to vote for a candidate, i.e., don't vote for a candidate because you think the other person's racist.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not a good reason to put someone in charge of a nation.
What if they're not racist?
Right.
Even that is not true. That's a false narrative.
Right.
That is used by the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say Democratic. Okay. That's not Democratic Party. That's
right.
Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is being used and has been used again and again to take the label off of themselves. If you know in the history, Democrat Party has been racist.
Mm-hmm.
In the the recent history, they've been racist, and presently they're definitely racist again.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. But they've taken the label off and put it on the Republicans and said, you're racist.
Mm-hmm.
When Republican Party in the past, in the recent past, and even in the present are fighting for the very things they've always fought for.
Right. Right?
If not, why would I be?
Right. That's yeah. true. It's funny because we're so backwards.
Yeah.
Right. And,
oh, yeah.
And what used to be a really, I don't want to say a fun day, but a positive day where people got out, voted their values, has really become, I think, something that people dread.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
people have started to dread election day.
Yeah. Yeah. People, I mean, it's, you look at the polls and you think, gosh, I don't want to stand in that line. It's going to be a huge bother. I got to take time out of my day and go do this. We've lost the sense of this is my duty. This is my responsibility.
That's right.
And I need to exercise this.
Maybe you can shed some light on this, Dr. Shaw, because when you came here to America in the 90s, it was 1991,
actually.
I believe the following year, Bill Clinton was
That's
up for
right.
Was politics this divisive back then?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So nothing's really changed nothing as far changed. As that concerned.
Now, it was not as hateful.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, they were divisive. They labeled each other. They called each other names. All that was going on. That part is not new.
Mm. Gotcha.
What is new now is that somebody will punch you in the face.
Mm.
Okay, because you are a Trump supporter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Somebody may call you ugly names and cuss you out just because you are white.
Yeah.
Just because you are of a certain color. You must be a Trump supporter and you are a bigot and a racist. I mean, the hate is something that has progressively grown over the past 15 years.
The mudslinging. The mudslinging.
The mudslinging was there.
Between candidates.
It was there. It was there between people. It was there. You know, late night TV shows, making fun of people, Saturday Night Live, daytime TV. I mean, all that was there.
But now it's spilled out to the average American person. Now they're taking part
with the hatred, yeah. like I hate you for this.
Wow. Yeah.
That is something I would say that has really grown in the past 15 years.
Wow. Mm. Mm.
And that is heartbreaking because previously it was like, hey, this is my view. I'm going to wear these colors. This is who I am. And it'd be like, yeah, you're an idiot for wearing that, or you're dumb for supporting that view
mm-hmm.
from both sides.
Yeah. yeah.
Now it is, I'm ready to fight you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That is new.
Mm.
And it's not even because people truly understand issues or what is at stake. Like Boston Tea Party,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They threw all the tea into the harbor because of all the unfair taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're out in the streets and the British soldiers fire on these protesters. How terrible that is. Because they understand what is at stake.
Right.
The mother country is trying to tax us out of our lives, and we have no representation. Taxation without representation. You cannot do that to us. We're going to fight for this. So there is something that... What are you fighting for today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're a racist.
That guy, you beat me to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's a racist and I don't like it.
I hate him. I can stand. Like, what exactly? Because of the way he talks, because this and that. I'm like, yeah, that's not me. I won't talk like that. That's not something is in my personality.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is, okay, here's a simple question. You talk about a person's character or demeanor and all that stuff. Got you. You are being robbed
mm-hmm.
at gunpoint. You dial 911 and a police officer shows up. And that police officer is cheating on his wife.
Mm.
But you're about to be shot.
I don't know my integrity. I don't know if it'll allow me to call that police officer.
Would you say, hey, let this man kill me? You are a bad person. What would you do? You would run behind him. You would say, hey.
Help me.
Help me.
Yes, please help.
All right. How about your house is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you call up 911. The firefighters show up. But you see this guy walking towards your house with this big old hose. But he stole some money from his, from the neighbors.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't want somebody like
that. I'd rather my house burn.
Yeah, I'd rather, if you could send another, while it's burning, if you could just send another firefighter who has some moral integrity, hopefully he can put it out.
You go to the bank, and there sits a bank teller, mm-hmm. right? And he's going to handle your money. But this bank teller cheated on his taxes.
Yeah, man, I got to go with it. I need it. Yeah. That's the thing. I need this. I need this help.
Do you see how how hypocritical we are when we say, oh, that. So all I'm saying here is you need to examine the issues, study the issues, and vote. As a Christian, vote biblically.
Yes.
But as an American, vote knowingly, right? Yeah. Vote intellectually.
Yes.
Very
That's
true.
All. Yeah. Be informed. Study. It's going to require some brain power on your part, but you, I mean, this is the future of our nation. Why shouldn't you study? Why shouldn't you be informed and equip yourself to go vote and vote the best possible choice?
That's right. That's right.
That's why we talk about stuff like this on the Clearview Today Show. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Every gift that you give goes not only to building up this radio show, but countless other ministries for the gospel of Jesus. John, anything you want to plug as we close the show today?
Yes, two quick things. Number one is Dr. Shaw and Nicole's book, 30 Days Praying for Our Nation, Daily Devotions. I'm sorry, Praying for America, Daily Devotions to Heal Our Nations. Election Day is today, but listen, that book is great year round. Pick a month, go through it. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Also, our debut album, Heaven Here and Now, is out right now. It's on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere digital music is sold, and we're working on getting those resources on CCLI for you and for your church family and your worship ministry.
And if you haven't done so yet, go vote.
Yeah, go vote. Go vote.
Hopefully you guys join us tomorrow. Lots of great content coming your way. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.